Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about senior housing, and in studio we have Mark Tsuda, Executive Director with Ilima at Lehano. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
When purchasing a home with a photovoltaic system, always be sure to verify whether the system is leased or owned. Inquire with the seller regarding the system and its features, and always review the agreement between the owner and the PV company. If the system is leased, always make certain you understand the details of the list and the terms of canceling the agreement. Failing to do so may result in unforeseen consequences and significant cancellation fees.
For more information about amenities on your home, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Mark Tsuda. He's the Executive Director with Ilima at Lehano. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate being back.
You know, Mark, every time you come into our studio, you always look so relaxed. Like you just came back from vacation or something.
Wow.
Things must be really good.
I didn't even mention it when I came in, but actually about 3 weeks ago, I just got back from Alaska.
I was on
a fishing trip.
No kidding.
That was a bucket list fishing trip. And again, I picked the state that has actually a lower positivity COVID rate than Hawaii.
But that's a good, safe choice.
Yes, I'm trying to be safe.
Well, Mark, you've been the executive director for some time now at Ilima. Maybe you can share how it's going and how are things doing now that we're getting back into the swing of things?
We are doing very well. Mm-hmm. Last year, right in the COVID year, we still were in the 90% range, mm-hmm, at the end of the year. And right now, I think there was just some pent-up demand with families holding off coming in or sending their parents or grandparents, mm-hmm, into senior living just to make sure that they would have access to them to come and visit them. But right now, Brandon, we are at 100%, and we are with a wait list.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it's definitely a testament not just to the demand, but probably the service
of what
people are desiring out there at Ilima Lehano. So, yeah, good work.
Thank you. And how it's also opening up a bit more. Well, first of all, just to back up a little bit, mm-hmm, about 98% of our residents are fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. 97% of our staff is vaccinated. So those are, you know, very high numbers.
Really good numbers.
We're still following all the safety protocols. I think we're maybe one of the few communities on the island that still do surveillance testing. Mm. So we still do COVID-19 PCR surveillance testing every other week.
Right.
We were doing it every week until just a few weeks ago, because our vaccination rate is so high,
right,
we're doing it every other week.
Okay.
So what we did is back in May, mm-hmm, on May 1st,
right,
how's this? We had a Raiatea Helm live concert in our parking lot.
Wow.
For all our residents.
What a treat.
Live. And then 3 days ago, mm-hmm, we had a big 4th of July barbecue. And again, we did that in the parking lot. We had a huge 40-by-60-foot tent, right. You know, seats for 108 people. And this time we invited families. The Raiatea Helm concert was just for our residents. But this time those families. And it was so truly wonderful to see the families with the residents and how happy the residents were to be able to share all of this. It was outside, it was breezy, it was, if you remember, it was a little overcast.
Right.
So it was perfect day for an outdoor event. Mm-hmm.
So not only are things back to normal, but they're better than normal. They're better now than they were last year.
It is. I don't know what else to say. We're just really happy about how everything's going.
Now, it sounds like everybody does want to get back together to celebrate, to have these gatherings. Obviously, you folks have been able to do it still within your safety guidelines.
Yes.
And going forward, do you kind of see this thing happening on a normal basis and still being able to keep that safety bubble in place?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, because we're doing the surveillance testing, mm-hmm. we have a high vaccination rate for the residents and the staff. We're pretty high tech. We have a check-in kiosk where you have the health screening questions, you have the no-touch infrared temperature check and contact tracing. It puts out a badge that you're wearing, so we'll know that you've gone through the screening process. We're still, of course, following all the state guidelines, so mm-hmm. mask wearing indoors, so forth. But right now, everything's fine. And also, we still, through the whole pandemic, we haven't had one single resident catch COVID at our community.
Wow. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
How are the residents doing? I mean, they must be happy. It's like, you know, opening the doors and then going out again, right? Coming out from the hole.
we're having to encourage the residents to kind of loosen up.
Oh, really?
Everybody's been so on guard.
Mm.
So when we're outside and, you know, we see that they're with their family members and we know that they're vaccinated because they come into the community, we say, you know, it's okay. Outside, you don't need to wear your mask. Mm-hmm. You can hug your family members. It's okay. You know, they're out there greeting them or saying farewell. We're taking their pictures. You know, they're keeping their mask on, but it's outside. So go ahead and take your mask off. You're okay. But again, we're just safety is still the primary
thing. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, 100% occupancy is quite an achievement, right? Did you imagine, like, at this point in time, you'd be over that bar?
Not at all.
Right?
In fact, 100%, I mean, my background is hospitality, hotels.
Right.
It's hard to be at 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're at 100% in the hotels, that usually means you're overbooked.
Right.
And you're having to relocate people or such. And right now, we're at 100%. So what that... Oh, and I think what has helped is, recruitment and retention is such a big deal mm-hmm. Right now, mm-hmm. particularly with senior living. Mm-hmm. And what we found is how to focus on to have good recruitment and retention is we do twice annual resident surveys, resident family surveys, mm-hmm. and employee surveys by a third-party company called Qualtrics. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this year, we had, about a month ago, we had our resident family survey. Mm-hmm. We came in number 2 out of our 21 community portfolio.
Wow.
The other 20 communities are in the mainland.
Yeah.
For our associate, for our employees, we came in number 2 again,
wow.
out of 21. And for the resident survey, we came in number 1
wow.
of all of our communities.
Wow.
So, you know, absolutely there's some things that we can improve mm-hmm. more. But how would you know where to even, what to address?
Right.
Unless, you have some good feedback. And it's anonymous
right.
feedback.
Right.
So. You know, you when you first start doing that, you probably have a little pain because you're gonna hear some blunt stuff, right, because it's right. All anonymous. But hey, you just got to filter through it and focus on how to improve.
Well, that's a good testament to your leadership and your background in hospitality.
Thank you.
Understanding how to meet the needs of your guests.
Thank you.
In a sense. Now, for people who don't know about Ilima at Lehano, maybe you can give a quick overview of the history and where it's come from.
Sure. So we opened back in 2016. Mm-hmm. We're in Kapolei. It's a purpose-built $38 million assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. So that's licensed by the state of Hawaii. We have 84 apartments. Mm-hmm. And we service independent residents, assisted living residents, and we have memory care for Alzheimer's dementia mm-hmm. residents. We have, it's complete full service. We try and think of that we're kind of resort service level.
Right.
Our dining, our chef is trained at the Culinary Institute of America in New York, mm-hmm. local boy. And he puts together a dining program. We also have a lot of different activities, salons, nail tech, massage services.
Oh, wow. You added more things than the last time.
Yeah, we have a swimming pool. We do bus excursions for the residents.
Right.
We spend a lot of effort on fitness. Mm-hmm. So just in the last last month, we started bringing in back outside instructors for fitness. But before that, we were still doing in-house fitness. Actually, we were really focusing on in-house fitness because, you couldn't really go out.
Right.
So we were doing multiple fitness classes because we had, those maximum indoor, social distancing mm-hmm. and so forth. So, that's kind of our community. And we're actually in the Lehano Master Community Association. Mm-hmm. We're the master developer for the association. Mm-hmm. And in the association, we have Embassy Suites Hotel. We have Resident Inns. We have Homeworld, we have Par Hawaii, which has the Starbucks, 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. We have Raising Cane Chicken, mm-hmm. which just opened up recently. And National Kidney Foundation has a lot there that they're still under development, same as the Queen Liliuokalani Trust and same as the St. Jude's Church.
So there's a lot coming up right around that community. It's a happening place.
It's pretty happening. It's pretty happening.
Now, as far as senior facilities go, there's not a whole lot to choose from of that caliber of service, right?
I think
versus Honolulu, let's say.
I think we're pretty unique.
Yeah.
And, it's being out in West Oahu, initially it was mm-hmm. tough because a lot of the seniors, they were coming from East Oahu
right.
or Honolulu area, and they would, the comments that we would receive is that, oh boy, I haven't driven past Pearl City for like 30 years, okay? I mean, truly, what for? Why
right,
why go past Pearl City? But then when they see our facility, how spacious, mm-hmm. We probably have about the largest apartments for most of the senior living communities,
yep.
How spacious we are and how we run things mm-hmm. and so forth, then, I guess that's why we're 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, Mark, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what makes Ilima Lehano so special and maybe what somebody can expect as a new resident coming in. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're talking with Mark Suda. He's the executive director at Ilima at Lejano. And so, Mark, you know, it's a great thing that you guys are at 100% with the wait list. You know, what is it like being a resident there? Because obviously, they're not leaving. So share with us, what is it like being a resident at Ilima?
Well, because we have over 100 residents at the Ilima, and a lot of the residents, they're able to find like really good friends, people that have a lot of shared background, the socialization. So I think a lot of it is a socialization, being able to find friends. We have the healthcare there, so we're taking care of their activities of daily living, which includes the medication management. There's, of course, they're staffed 24 hours a day. They have the call assistance system in case they need anything. I mean, we don't encourage it, but they'll call even if they've hit the wrong button on their remote and they can't work the TV anymore. Okay, so we'll run up and we'll go in and fix that. And then all the meals are taken care of, and we have a lot of activities. And we try and do special events also.
Now the residents that are there, are they... They obviously, it's not a. Is there a contract that they're signing, or is it like a month to month kind of stay? What is it like?
It is a contract. Okay. It's a rental agreement, but it is a month to month. So okay. It's just 30 days, 30 days notice, okay. And so no reason if they would like to move out for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Though we really haven't had. Can't remember when we had that situation.
Now, obviously, you mentioned you guys have one of the bigger rooms because you guys have the space out at Kapolei.
Right.
Can you share with us what are some of the rooms typically like?
Sure.
Is it like single occupant, or are you sharing? What is that like?
Actually, a single occupant or a couple. The studios are 440 square feet. The one bedrooms are at about 550 to about 620 square feet, and we have a few two bedroom units, but the majority are studios and one bedroom units. Majority have lanais, and we're just a three story building, so it's really spread out.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, go straight up. Let's see. You know, it's just a very nice layout. We have large closets. For the one bedrooms, it's even walk-in closets.
Wow.
And it's large shower stalls. And just the way everything is configured, it's very nice. Kitchens, full-size refrigerator. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
The one-bedroom and two-bedroom units have stovetop cooktops, but honestly, I mean, it's probably a good selling feature.
but they don't use it.
They don't.
You're exactly right. They don't use the meals.
But yeah. they use the full-size refrigerator. Yeah, that is a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the lanai feature. I think there's some places that don't have lanais.
Yeah. No, right? a lot don't. And the lanais, hey, you know, they put their plants out there. They have a small table with a couple of seats. And also, we have actually quite a few couples at our community. And that's because our entire community is a license for assisted living. And there's hardly a situation where you have a couple with the two people being on the same level of care. It's usually different levels of care. And in some communities, that means you have to be on different floors or in different areas of the community. But all that happens is, as your level of care changes, we just come to you and we provide whatever you need.
And that has to do with how the facility itself is actually qualified, right?
Yes, it is.
And so you took the time to make sure that the whole facility qualifies for different levels of care, not just certain floors.
Right. And you can imagine, you know, the cost for assisted living. Imagine trying to pay that times two.
Right. Oh, geez.
Okay. And also, you know, you've been married for 60, 70 something years. You want to be with your partner. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Now, are you able to share a little bit on what the monthly rates are,
generally
speaking? Yep.
So our rates for the studios start at $6,950. The one bedroom start at $7,900. And let's see, the second person fee is $1,000.
Okay.
And then we have level of care rates, you know, depending on the assessment from their physician along with our assessment, and they range from $500 to about $3,100.
That's great. So essentially, it's because it's a month-to-month rental contract, unlike some other independent living facilities where you have a big lump sum of investment.
Correct.
This is, you're not going to qualify then necessarily on the amount of assets, but you just want to make sure they can meet the monthly payments.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah, this is different because there are some communities, I guess we'll just call them buy-in communities, where you do have to front a significant amount of money.
Right.
And when you leave the community, then you get, you know, X amount,
a portion
back. But for us, it's just the monthly rentals. There's an initial one-time community fee, but then it's just the monthly rentals. And I am very happy to say that since we opened, we have not had any issues, not a single issue with being unable to pay.
Right. Well, that's great.
Yep.
And I think it's a great community. Sounds like for couples.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Because,
I mean,
number one, your space of the rooms are a little bigger.
Yes, it is.
And then that add-on fee of $1,000 is not bad.
For $1,000? Right. I mean, compared to paying another...
Like doubling the fee.
Yeah,
I mean,
doubling,
I could see that being a problem, but an extra $1,000
exactly,
is very reasonable.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So, you know, it's interesting you talked about everything going on as far as the Lihano development. It sounds like that whole idea of being able to, you know, walk to different shops and whatever is part of the amenity of the location, right? Do you folks have people that go out, you know, raising canes, have lunch, or, you know, go shopping or whatever?
No,
not as much.
Not
they want to stay home?
Yeah, they want to stay home. But what happens is you will have family members that come in, and even though... You know, we encourage family members to come in and have meals with the residents.
Yeah.
But they'll come in and bring, you know, takeout or something, and they'll eat in the apartment, or they eat out in the lanai or something like that.
Right.
But we do have residents because, you know, our community, we're on almost 4 acres, so they'll walk along the sidewalk, and again, it's an easy walk because it's a sidewalk. So they have a walker, they have a cane, you know, it's an even plane. So, you know, we do very much encourage them to get their exercise doing that.
Right.
Also, we do provide the transportation, so we'll provide transportation to all the medical appointments, eye doctor, as well as errands. So in the area, you know, we'll go to Foodland, Safeway, Target, Costco, these different places.
That's great. That's great. Now, with regard to the waiting list, I know earlier in the show you mentioned there's a waiting list now. Again, congratulations. But what can somebody expect if they do want to move into Ilima, and how does that waiting list work?
You know, Brandon, that's a really good question because I'm almost a little stuck because we haven't been in that situation, and we're just trying to keep them
informed,
engaged,
right?
Engaged, yeah. And informed. So we'll send them our newsletters, and we'll include them on our informational correspondence, you know, updates on what's going on in the community, and we will call them on a regular basis to just, how are you doing? This is what's happening right now, and just keep them engaged with the community to let them know what's going on. But again, this is kind of a new position that we're in. I'm going to have to work on this a little bit more with our sales team.
But I guess it sounds like, if anything, a word of advice to our listeners is, if you're interested, please give you a call. Don't be afraid that you do have a waiting list. It's not a long one.
No, it isn't.
So
go down,
get more information, and probably don't wait, right? Research early.
Yeah, research early because, hey, just remember, you leave a deposit for the wait list. At your request, it's completely refundable.
Right.
Okay. So, that would probably be a good thing to do because part of the arrangement also is that on the wait list, after we contact you and say, "Oh, we have something available," you have X number of days, and I can't remember off the top of my head what it is, but you have X number of days. To confirm that, yes, you want it.
Right.
And if you don't, they will go to the next person on the wait list and so forth.
So it's better to be ready.
Yes, better to be ready.
Well, Mark, if somebody wanted to hear more about Ilima at Lejano, what number can they call, and do you have a website?
Yes, the website is ilimaatlejano.com, and you can also call 808-674-8022. And feel free to ask for myself, though I will just introduce you to one of our two sales directors. So we have two sales directors at the community, and there is a sales person, sales director on staff 7 days a week.
That's great. Well, we've been speaking with Mark Suda. He's the executive director with Ilima at Lejano. Mark, thanks so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much, Brandon, Andrew.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called in on last week's trivia. And that question was, what is the name of the famous beach for surf and known for causing a lot of injuries on the southeast shore? The answer is Sandy Beach. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia question is sponsored by Ilima at Lejano and brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
This yummy pork food is considered a local favorite, but originally comes from China. What is the name of this delicious food?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. Remember, we hope you stay safe during this time, and you can always hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show and meet all of our great vendors by going to kupunawiki.com or calling 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.